Hello, everybody. This will be the next installment on the adventure slash misadventure, which I've actually determined is now more of an adventure because it's taken a new turn for the better. Going to cost me a little more than what I wanted, but I scouted around, and the first place that I thought to go for parts, it turns out, has gone out of business. We weren't certain if they dealt in Cuisinart or not, but it's a moot point as they're out of business. So, Michelle, being the wonderful researcher that she was, she scouted around, and we found this place that I thought for sure they'd be out of business, because I heard about them when I was a kid growing up. It's Dorothy's Appliances, I think, is the name for it. And they deal in appliance repair or parts, what have you. And happened to have the brand Cuisinart that they supported. So I called them. And it turns out they had the parts I needed. And when I got thinking about it, there were quite a few of them. I basically decided, I asked for a part at random, and it was like $3. So I thought, oh, we're doing well. I'll just go ahead and order a few of these then. So, I mean, they're kind of obscure-sounding pieces, but it makes sense if you know how an espresso machine works. There's something called a cleaning pin, and that helps you clean out your filters. Well, your baskets. And the baskets fit into something called a portafilter, which I'll go over how that all works when... actually, your portafilter is the... Well, how do I explain this? It's like a... The round part that actually hooks up into the machine, and it does the filtering, so the grounds end up in the basket, which is has a very fine pattern of holes in it so that none of the grounds get through. And, of course, the basket sits in the portafilter, which is what's held on the machine. It has a handle so you can position it, but it also has the two outlets that you put your little cup underneath so that... So your espresso will run out into the cup. Anyway, as it turns out, I'm having to order all of that. I thought the basket that came with this, which was the two-cup one, was okay. And it was okay. I suppose I could have made do with it, but it's dinged and it has a couple sharp burrs on it. Which, ow. I just poked myself with one, which I didn't want to run in the machine and wreck the seals. Because it's just, and of course it's dented, so that makes it uneven. And therefore, it might not line up properly with the seal and thereby leak. So, pretty much I'm having to order piece by piece the whole accessory kit that would have come with a brand new machine. Oh, and it's a good thing too, because I just saw another dent. Really, it looks like this machine was badly handled. Certainly neglected. It's all grubby. I'm going to spend quite a while probably cleaning it. More. yeah, even the bottom of this is dented. Wow. So... I phoned. They were very professional over at Dorothy's Appliances, and they thought of a different machine. I even, you know, referenced the model number and exactly what it was, and they said, oh, we have the filters and a lid. I said, a lid? Wait a minute, this is the espresso machine. Because, they were talking about the... I thought that it sounded like coffee filters, and yes, there's a filter, but it's not referred to as such. It's actually referred to as a basket. So, once we got straightened out, she had a lot of knowledge of the machine. She probably had a picture of it either on a computer in front of her or something, and we were able to determine everything that came with it. So the cleaning pin, and it's a little pin-shaped thing that you use to clean the steam wand. And the steam wand is, of course, what foams your milk, and also, in this case, what gives you hot water if you want it for a drink that involves hot water. What else? Yeah, all three of the basket sizes. So there's the one cup, 2 cup, and then the one that will handle your preformed pods, which you can get. What else? Oh, yes, the scoop / tamper. That's all in one thing. One end, they got the tamper on it. Use that to press your grounds down into the basket so that they make a puck and they're nice and evenly packed. The other end is, of course, the scoop, where you scoop the coffee into the basket itself. Or the grounds, I should say. And on another reason, the main reason we're getting this, the new portafilter itself, is because there's supposed to be a little lock that slides forward to hold the basket in place, such that you can go and knock out the grounds into the garbage where you want to dispose of them, or compost if you do that. Oh, I got Gmail going off. We'll ignore it. Anyway, for probably just over $60, I can replace the entire accessory kit. Now, that's more than what I wanted to spend on this. But you're kind of in a halfway point. Do you throw the machine away now that it's still working? Because I've got it. And even if I replace it down the road, these things actually are pretty well built. I think they're about 100. I was overpriced on them. I think they are around 150 to 200, depending where you get them or if it's on sale or not. But they come with a 3-year warranty from Cuisinart, so they're well looked after. And that's a good thing to have, a warranty on these things. I don't, because, of course, I got it secondhand, and I'm basically fixing it. But my methodology is, well, I was trying to get it for a little less money, but, again, you know, at least this way, if I decide that I'm not going to use it enough, I don't need to upgrade. And if this thing kicks around, you know, stays working for quite a while, then I'm going to get my money's worth back out of it somehow. Not necessarily monetarily, but in usage. That's the one thing I am amazed of, is how well the pump seems to work on here. I just don't know if people took the time to set it up properly or read through it, but miraculously they've not managed to wreck the pump, so that's good. At least it doesn't appear that way. So yes, the adventure begins. I now have to wait with anticipation for all these parts to arrive. 2 or 3 weeks, they said, so... Or Leanne said, nice lady that I was speaking to at Dorothy's Appliances, so I'll have to be in suspense and keep the rest of you in suspense till I get these parts in. Anyway, take care. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. I was just thinking while I was putting the title on this how I kind of bought this and was delighted finding it so inexpensively, and then I was thinking, uh-oh, what have I got myself into, as soon as I discovered that some of the parts were a little more crucial than I thought they were, or that there was more damage to the machine than I initially thought, and then just the hope of new parts being able to come in, even though I've got to wait on them, they're there, they're not going to cost the earth. I mean, I had horror, you know, nightmares of $20 a part, and then I would have been, now what do I do? But amazing how just the hope of something materializing can turn my spirits around. I'm really happy about it. It's kind of like a kid waiting for Christmas. I'm getting a little excited. I want to play with my new toy properly. So, of course, Michelle will get some of the benefits. I told her I'd make her a few things out of it, but she's not into the... espresso huge, so that's particularly why I ordered the basket that takes the pods, because that way if she wants to try it, she'll be able to do it without having to worry about tamping it precisely and stuff. Anyway, take care, bye for now, and again, thanks for listening. Dismiss pop-up.
close. Dismiss plot 2.